Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. I'm sorry, Rob. Too much coffee.
Yeah, I think we might need to take away your coffee privileges.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson Yuna, but welcome back to the second show of the season, the 21st season, something like that. I got a problem with numbers. You know, I got a GED, you know. I can't. 1 and 1 is 3. 2 and 2 is 7.
I thought 2 and 2 was fish.
See, we went to the same school. Welcome to School Talk. Our main line here is 244-WBDG. That's 244-9234. Our emails, well, my email changed, but my big man, Rob, my producer, has some good social media contact for us. But we're back on School Talk. Welcome. We got an awesome guest today. We're going to talk to Lisa Bentley about some good things, about some 401k, about a 5K, and some more good things happening here in Wayne Township. So stick and stay, don't go around. Before I get to the things I'm talking about, I want to know what's going on the thing we call the Big
Board. All right. So Wayne Township Public Safety Day celebration is at the Sam's Club parking lot, 5805 Bronxville Road, August 26th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got football. Ben Davis at Cincinnati Moeller.
Wow.
Friday, August 18th, 7 p.m.
We go to Cincinnati? I guess we do.
I guess.
Wow.
And then socials at WBDG Indy for everything except for TikTok. That is at Giant 90.9. All of our podcasts and radio shows go to Audio Boom.
Okay.
Request line is 317-244-9234, as Emerson has already stated.
They call that this morning if you want to, yeah.
And, what's happening right now?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. We call that thing the...
I didn't finish. I was asking you what's happening right now.
I can't tell you after the big board.
I think it's something called School Talk.
Oh my.
Airing Friday at 7:30 a.m.
That's why you're the producer.
Yeah.
Got the big buttons over there.
Can
I push
Friday?
Those buttons?
What?
Never mind. I better not push
them. No, last time you pushed buttons, you broke the station.
I know.
You're banned from pushing buttons.
I'll stay on this side of the table.
So anyway, School Talk. It's Friday, 7:30.
Okay.
A.M. Not all right. P.M.
All right.
P.M. is too late.
Yep.
Too late. And it replays Sunday, 2 p.m.
Sounds good.
So,
thing we call that thing the Big Board. Big Rob, my producer. Last year, he was the man in the corner.
Yes, I was in the man. I was the man in the corner. Now, there's a fan in the corner.
You was a fan in the corner too.
Yeah, but that's a literal fan.
But you had a dual job.
I don't know why the literal fan is in the corner.
That's kind of good though. Got a fan in the corner. A real fan this time.
Yes. Well,
Ben Davis High School always got something going on at Ben Davis High School. Thank you, Big Rap. Always got something going on at Ben Davis High School. And I met this young lady back in the day when I was with the Wayne Township Foundation here in Wayne Township. But ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce you introduces you some new, and some of you guys already know who I'm talking about. But we got the executive director of the Indy Gateways Incorporated, Lisa Bentley. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Emerson.
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing? Dang, girl, you're the boss. You're the executive director. Push the magic button for the boss that's in the house. Yeah. Yeah. We go back a ways. But I think back in the 2000s with the education
foundation. I was trying to be nice.
When you get to be 68, you're kind of like, okay, let's get this past the 90s and stay with the 20s, you know. But yeah. Those one thing about the Education Foundation, and you already know about this because you was running that thing too. That was a working board. Oh, that is a working board.
Yes, it is.
If you wanna get in some volunteer work and don't mind working, Education Foundation is the place for you. But you don't come into it thinking you're just going, I'm gonna get on the board, have that on my resume, and let everybody know that I belong to something. No, you're gonna come on. You're gonna work. Cookie is gonna put you to work, you know. And Lisa Bay is gonna put you to work. But anyway, yeah, we got some good things talking about with the current situation. So I want to tell my folks up to date. So how long have you been with this organization, and what does it do?
Sure. Well, I joined Indie Gateway in 2015,
okay,
which is the year they actually formed as a 501c3.
Okay.
So I joined that team, and we too have a working board. Okay. I have some great folks on my board as well. So the reason Indie Gateway was formed was there was a group of volunteers in the community that recognized that the West Side, specifically Wayne Township, needed a little more attention from the city and other investors. Mm-hmm. And so they formed a 501c3 to be a little more organized in that effort to look at such things as affordable housing,
okay,
projects, trail development, really quality of life development. So yeah, parks, trails, what we can do to provide more connectivity, walking ability in our community. And also to bring attention businesses that would like to invest on the west side of Indianapolis. Specifically, we've done a lot of work around the West Washington Street area, but we're not limited to that.
Right.
We look at opportunities where they present themselves. But as you know, the airport several years ago moved and kind of left the old airport area sort of undeveloped. Right. So they've been a great partner. We actually have airport representatives on our board of directors to figure out what's the next best step for the community. What's the next best thing that can be put there, not only to provide jobs for our community, but also to raise our community and, like I said, improve the quality of life. Because a lot of the folks on our board, you know, we want to continue to see Wayne Township thrive. We want our families to stay here and have all the amenities that you could get in other parts of greater Indianapolis, because we believe that our community deserves those amenities. And so we fight very hard to make that happen where we can.
Okay. Folks out in the audience, you heard all that, but you don't really, you probably do. But to understand, Lisa and I go way back. We, at one time, well, at different times, we both worked for the city.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. Mm-hmm. Not at the same time, though. But the cool part about this, now her experience, y'all, and the reason why this is so cool, I'm just going to read a little bit just so I can get it all. She's an experienced professional, skilled in community, economic development, nonprofit organization, governmental affairs, grassroots organizing, grant writing and management, and government. Strong business development professional with a bachelor focus on double major, public relations and political science from Ball State University. Push the magic.
The Cardinals.
Man. Ooh. Only thing I don't know is where you went to high school at.
I went to Mount Vernon High School in Fortville, Indiana, and I'm going to my 35th class reunion on Saturday night.
Man.
I'm going to be really tired, though, because it's going to be a long day that day. But hopefully, you know, I get to see some folks from out there.
How did you get, now, when you went to high school, did you know, what did you think? What did you want to be when you left high school? What did you want to do?
Well, I wasn't quite sure. I was very interested in public service.
Mm-hmm.
I did serve in Wayne Township. I served on the Speedway Town Council for a bit, and then I served on the Wayne Township Advisory Board, not Wayne Township School Board,
right,
but the Wayne Township Board, where we oversee the fire department and direct assistance for the residents. And I just always had a lot of interest in government, policy. And then I think as I continued to live in the community, I saw a lot of value in how can I help my community? How can I take all the skills I've acquired and help my community? And this organization allows me to kind of take all those experiences and apply them. So we do apply for grants for Indie Gateway. We do events. We do do a lot of communication with elected officials about policy that, or maybe it's variances in the community or development standards. We try to give a lot of input on those things to make sure that, you know, we have a belief that something isn't better than nothing. You got to put the right things in the community.
Exactly.
So all those experiences have brought me to this position, and I enjoy it very much because, you know, you're here. Wayne Township is a great community, and there's a lot of great people here and a lot of people that care about where our community advances. And so whether it's the schools or whether it's, again, our streets or our sidewalks or our housing, they all matter.
And sure do.
We have to make sure that we're in areas where maybe they're a little bit older neighborhoods that we're reinvesting in those to bring those back up to where they need to be. So there's a lot of work and it costs a lot of money. So we're constantly trying to figure out opportunities for those things.
And before I get to the 5K, one thing I want to pick apart a little bit. Pick apart. That's not like a commercial for a business out there. Pick apart. They still in business. I want to pick apart something.
Okay.
Local government and federal government. Local government, you can touch.
Yes.
You can get face to face. You can get some things accomplished. And you really feel like you can even watch it either get accomplished or watch it not get accomplished. And like you say, get to someone to help you get that mission accomplished. Was that a big draw for you for staying in the public's place on the local side?
I think so. You're right. You have more impact locally than you do at a larger scale, say even a state or a federal level. So what can we do here? Where can we make the impact is, you know, the route I've kind of taken. So there's always an issue out there, right?
Always.
I mean, there's always an issue out there. There's always room for improvement. And so it's sort of never ending. You continue to look at opportunities. But part of it is just, I'll give you an example. One of the things we did a few years back is we did a sidewalk survey of the community. We asked, where do you think we need more sidewalks on the west side in Wayne Township? And we got those results back. We took those results and we sat down with our city county counselor, the director of DPW for the city of Indianapolis, and said, you know, this is a priority for our community. Our community has spoken. So let's see what we can do to add some sidewalks in some of these key roads, key traveled areas. You know, nothing bothers me more than you know, seeing kids walking with backpacks on dirt paths. So one of the things that we actually have now in the pipeline is there will be a sidewalk placed from Washington Street to 21st Street. They're getting ready to go into design in about the next 18 months for that. And so that's the kind of thing that we try to do. We're really an advocate to make sure that because if you don't ask, you don't get, is what we found. You have to ask. You have to continue to ask, almost to the point you can become annoying.
Well, you would think so, that if I'm thinking about something, surely someone else is thinking about something. And sometimes that's not the case. They're thinking about it, but they're not doing nothing about it. But they thought about it.
Right.
So someone's got to do something about it.
Right. And to the city, they have the whole city to worry about. But you know, their focus isn't just our side of town. That's why the community leaders and the advocates on this side of town have to continue to put the message out there. We need this. This is important. and just continue to say it.
Okay. We're talking to Lisa Bentley, the director, executive director of the Gateway program, but get the name right now, of the Gateway West?
Indy Gateway.
Indy Gateway. Yep. We're going to talk some more about it. We're going to clear the board for a second, about 30 seconds, and come on back. I mean, about 30-second commercial. Rob said, where did that come from? We're going to talk some more about flapjacks. Used to be flapjacks. We're going to dig into it. What was flapjacks? What it is now, and the 5K. We're going to talk some more good stuff things here in about 30 seconds. So come on back and check us out here on School Talk.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back.
That's it. Yeah. You found it, Rob. Good job. Welcome back. Welcome back to School Talk. We're talking to Lisa Bentley, Executive Director of Gateway Indy. Indy Gateway. I gotta need some more coffee. Okay. Well, Emerson, just read the thing in front of you. Just read it. If you just read it, that was the problem. That's what happened in high school. I didn't read stuff. See, I go to school, I wouldn't read stuff. Then I get in trouble. Then I get a big old one-legged A. So anyway, Indy Gateway. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
I'm in trouble again. I stay in trouble. But anyway, the Gateway Gala, formerly a Flapjack 5K, this community event that raises money. Tell me more about the 5K.
Sure.
Yeah.
So this will be the eighth year that we've held a 5K here at Ben Davis, and we appreciate
Ben Davis.
Yeah, hosting it. So what we do is we bring out walkers and runners, and all the proceeds are going toward trail development.
All the proceeds, y'all. All the money. Yes. Nothing goes in Emerson's pocket.
So. Yeah. Many folks in Wayne Township are familiar with the B&O Trail, and there's also another trail that is kind of in the planning process, which is the White Lick Creek Vandalia Trail.
Wait, we got to stop. Right, okay. There, we got to stop. I play Monopoly. What's the B&O stand for?
It's a rail line, and you know, I should know that, Emerson. You put me on the spot. There's someone out there can tell me. An old rail line.
It's an old rail line.
Yes.
B&O. It's real.
Like Monopoly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to know what.
Did you know what it was when you played Monopoly?
No.
Either? See, I don't. Yeah.
I know.
But what it is in Wayne Township is a really nice. It's going to be a really nice trail.
Uh-huh.
So we have been working for the last several years with this race to make a connection between Hendricks County, which is where the trail stops at Raceway Road, and Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
And some folks may be aware that the Speedway Trail Association and the B&O Trail Association, there's two of them, both received Next Level Trail grants from the state of Indiana.
Yeah.
And with those grants comes matching requirements.
Wow.
So the funds we have raised have helped to toward. We're not the only giver of those matching funds, but help toward meeting that match goal for those opportunities to build out the trail. So we want to see that connection between Hendricks County and Speedway so that Wayne Township residents are on the trail.
So you could connect.
So you go
from county to county on the trail.
You'll be able to get all the way downtown once that connection is made. Right. So it's west kind of west in Hendricks County, mm-hmm. and in, I believe it's at 525 now, but they're actually going to go about 3 miles west of there, and I think it's done now, actually. And then this year, what's kind of exciting is that we have been working in a partnership with Chapel Rock Christian Church and the B&O Trail Association, and putting a trailhead in Wayne Township, which is really exciting to us, because right now to access the trail,
right,
folks either have to drive just into Hendricks County, or they can drive to Speedway to a trailhead and park to get on the trail. But so Chapel Rock has been a great partner. So the trail will go to on the south side of their parking lot. And so we are, Indy Gateway is actually paying for the design of a trailhead, which is not part of the grant that's out there. So to get that access point built, that's not included in the state's grant. So we are working to raise the funds to not only, we're already paying for the design, which will start soon and go out for bid, but also the construction of that pathway to get to the trail. So you'd be able to have a safe place to park your car, hop on the trail. And again, going back to the sidewalks I talked about earlier, what's also exciting is with the city bringing the sidewalk along Girls' School Road, people will have accessibility. If you can get access to the sidewalk down the road on Girls' School Road, you'll be able to actually, you know, bike down and hop onto the trail once that trail's completed. So it'll go on the south side of Chapel Rock, on the north side of Farley, under 465, over the Eagle Creek Bridge and connect into Speedway.
Oh, man.
It's very exciting to have that amenity for our community, and we are excited to help put together a trailhead that Wayne Township residents can access.
That easily. Is awesome. Yes. What you got, Robin B&O? Find something on B&O?
Yes. I found it. I Googled it, and it said that it was Baltimore and Ohio.
And I knew that. I just couldn't remember.
Hey, what time is it? It's 7:52 in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen my keys? I can't find my keys, so I can't leave. So I understand that. So on the day of the firecat, what does it start? What's the starting point?
It starts at the flagpole in front of Ben Davis High School.
Oh.
Yes. And it'll start at 8 a.m. Tomorrow morning. And it is not too late to register. We still have plenty of spots. So, and if you come out and you do the 5K, you don't have to run. It's a run walk. You can skip. You can gallop. You can do whatever you want. And you can come around. And when you get done, the firefighters of Wayne Township, our great Wayne Township firefighters, will be flipping pancakes for us, provided by the breakfast company. Lots of folks know the breakfast company, formerly Flapjacks. They're on 10th Street. Doris and her crew has generously provided pancakes for us since the beginning of the race. And then we'll have a bunch of folks out there with tables, and, you know, promoting their organizations.
Wow.
Yeah.
So registration is still open?
Still open.
Oh.
You can register that morning if you'd like. Just got to bring a credit card. We don't take cash on site, but you can. So, you know,
well, yeah, bad guys.
Nobody takes cash anymore.
No. You need two IDs if you're dealing in cash. Plus, it's hard to. Plus, in my business, you know, I'm in sales, but cash. You know, especially if you get coins, they can't put those in the machine. You can't deposit those like you used to. You know, now they got you gotta slide your coin dollars in there. You can't put coins in all that. I seen the t-shirts. They're pretty cool.
They are nice.
Yeah.
Very fresh looking.
Cool. Gateway Gallup 5K, a nice green. That makes sense so everybody can see them. Fluorescent. Right. That is pretty, pretty cool. 5K fun run and walk. What's this MyLapse by BibTab timing? What does that mean?
That means that when you register, you'll get a bib with a number on it, and it's linked to
I get a bib.
Well, not a bib that pins on your shirt.
Oh,
I mean, you can use it while you eat your pancakes, Emerson, if you'd like, but it's for your race timing. So when you cross the line, you come in, it's all electronic, it times you. So we'll have prizes for, you know, first, second, third, and then we have first, second, third male, first, second, third female, and then we have age group winners. So, you know, we have like...
As young folks like
young
me.
Young folks, and then, you know, I think it goes like 50 to 59, you know, and...
They too fast.
30, yeah.
So,
you know, you can stand out in your age group if you'd like. And
I'm gonna come take pictures. I gotta work Saturday, but I'm gonna come by. I'm gonna come
8 a.m.
I'm gonna take some pictures.
We'll be set up. We have packet pickup tonight for those that are registered from 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
at Fresh Time. They're at Raceway Road. They're sponsoring our packet pickup. And then again at 7 a.m. Tomorrow morning we'll open registration. The race starts at 8. So why not registration? It's not really packet pickup. Most folks are already registered, but you can register on site. We'd encourage you to do it ahead of time before you come, because you can just go to the link, put your information in, you pick your shirt size, and it's all ready. And then we just, it's really quick. It's a lot quicker than trying to register on site.
Yeah.
You can register tonight. Just show up tomorrow morning. You'll have it on your phone. You can show that you've registered.
And do I have the site on my site? Do you have the... Let me see here. In my notes, I put the website on. Let me see. I think, well, you might have got it before I did. Let me see.
It's kind of long, but it's basically runsignup.com/gatewaygallop.
Yeah, that's not hard.
Yeah.
I can handle that. Just Google.
Yeah. Also, if you go to Indy Gateway's Facebook page, there are several links to that we've been posting that you can get to it.
Awesome.
So,
medals? We get medals?
Yes, you get medals for finishing. You don't have to place to get a medal. It's kind of, everyone gets a medal to show you finish the race.
So no, it's not gold, bronze, or silver. It's just a medal. So
a medal.
You medal.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Cool.
And we've got some. If you don't mind me doing a little shout out to my some of my sponsors.
Please.
We've got some great sponsors this year. First of all, the Breakfast Company.
Yeah.
They're fueling it. And we have, Hendricks Regional Health is our celebration sponsor. So they are helping to provide the medals for us. But we've got Counselor Jared Evans.
Okay.
We have Teltech Inc. We have all kinds of great sponsors. We have several new sponsors this year, like Club Pilates and Avon has joined on, the Healthplex.
Okay.
We have the Indianapolis International Airport. Marion School of Nursing is joined us, and they've been a longtime sponsor. Just all over the board, we've got all kinds of great, great sponsors. And so Indiana Members Credit Union, just around the corner, they built that new building there on 10th Street. So they're a sponsor this year. So we just appreciate it all. And you can see all of our sponsors when you register. And we just want to thank them. They help to get us to our goal.
Sponsors are so, so important. And that really kind of shows your skills. You got a lot of skills. But I did see that big, long list of sponsorship on your website. And I said, that's Lisa. That's Lisa. She's knocking on doors and not taking no for an answer. And it's all for a good cause. And you make the West Side look so good. I'm a little biased. I think the West Side is the best side. When I first came to town back in 1979, I landed on the West Side and fell in love with the West Side. And it hasn't let me down since then. So the 5K is tomorrow. The Gateway Gallop 5K is tomorrow. Registration, you can still do it on site if you need to, but go online, it's much easier. 8 o'clock in the morning registration. Are you guys gonna be out there?
Packet
8 o'clock
pickup
in the morning?
Starts at 7. Okay. The race starts at 8. So you definitely want to get there before 8 o'clock to get ready, because they will blow the horn at 8 a.m. and everybody takes off. So you'll want to get there, even if you are already registered and you just have to pick up your packet. You want to get there a little bit before. You just park there in the bus lot is where everybody can park, and it's a fun time. If you've never been to it, it is a really fun community event. We have people of all ages out there, and I have a guy, I think he was 78 years old, did his first 5K last year at our event, so it was pretty fun. So,
well, we've done it 8 years in a row, so you got it down to a science, and I know every year is getting better. Is it getting bigger?
It's definitely getting bigger, and we're raising more, which is awesome, which helps the trails, which is the ultimate goal. We want to have fun and provide a great venue, because there's not a lot. Well, there's not a lot of 5Ks on the west side. You typically have to go downtown, or the north or the south side, or out to Hendricks County. So we like having an event right here in Wayne Township.
That sounds great.
So the community can be part of it.
It's a fun walk, y'all. You can walk.
Yes.
You can run. You ain't got to be a sprinter.
Nope.
Just take your time and have a good day out. And weather-wise, should be pretty good.
It's supposed to be nice. Yeah. And I just also want to say, we have a crew of volunteers that run the course for us, help with check-in, So, you know, it is a community event. We can't do it without them. So I just want to put a shout out to our many volunteers that'll be out there tomorrow.
Makes sense. You can't do it all.
No.
You can just direct here. Yeah, it takes the village.
It's easy when you have good people. So we have a lot of good people.
Well, I'm going to sneak out there and take some pictures. I can't get involved this year because I got to work. But I think the ninth year, I might walk that. I ain't going to run nothing. Run my mouth, but I might walk that. 5K.
Well, great.
I never walked a 5K, you know. Never seen
this is a good one.
It'd be a good one. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
At least the money's local, so you can't love that.
That's right. I like that because you can see it, see your money working. Lisa, thank you for coming in. Absolutely. Let us know about the 5K again for this year. Anytime you got something going on and you're not scheduled on the show, you show up at my window.
Okay.
You can bum rush the show.
Sure.
And I don't care who my guest is. It can be the Pope. It can be the president. Well, it could be the president. I would do that, too. You show up at the window, you got 5 minutes to bum rush. I've been bum rushed twice so far this year. Last year. None this year, but twice last year. So you're always welcome to come out and let us know when you got something going on for the community.
I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. I'm going to get Rob back to the club. Let's get out of here, Rob, and you go play golf.
Oh, golf?
You going to play golf?
Oh, okay. No, I don't like golf.
To the parents and to the people. Teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you gave out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't stand sagging. I know y'all ain't sagging much, but don't sag at all. You stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. And don't forget about the 5K coming up. 5K. You can do the 5K. I know you can. You can do 4. You can do 3. But the Gateway Gallup 5K, you got to enjoy it. Check us out tomorrow morning. We're at the flagpole. At the flagpole in front of Ben Davis High School. Meet me there. I'm just going to take a picture, though. See you next week on. Oh, wait. I got to do the legal part. The Views of Presto School Talk. Next to the Views of Embassy of Wayne Township. Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The Views of me and my guests. So see you next week on. Hey, Big Rob, good job. See you next week on School Talk.